From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A man detonated a pipe bomb strapped to his chest near the Port Authority bus terminal in New York City Monday, injuring himself and three others in an incident that the mayor, Bill de Blasio, called an attempted terrorist attack.
Let's be clear, as New Yorkers, our lives revolve around the subways. When we hear of an attack in the subway, it's incredibly unsettling. And let's be also clear, this was an attempted terrorist attack.
New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill identified the suspect as 27-year-old Akayed Ola. He was being treated for burns and wounds in a nearby hospital under police custody. Ola intentionally detonated the device, which is confirmed as a pipe bomb, O'Neill told reporters. News reports say Ola came to the United States from Bangladesh about 7 years ago and was a legal permanent U.S. resident. An explosion in the Somali capital killed a television journalist late Monday. According to witnesses and security sources, Mohamed Ibrahim Gabo was killed in an explosion from a device fitted to his car. That's the word from a security official who spoke to VOA's Somali service. Gabo was a news anchor for Khalsaan Television, a satellite television channel watched in many parts of Somalia. Osman Abdullah Gur, a television manager at Khalsaan TV, said Gabo was traveling in his car in Mogadishu's Wadajir district when the explosion occurred. Gur said he was badly injured. He died soon after. He was one of our best journalists. His friend at Khalsaan TV told VOA that he spoke to Gabo last night and was expecting to meet him Monday night. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department says